This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, damages of immorality. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the damages of immorality in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that Islam gives importance to the moral values, to the ethical values, and it wants us to be or to have the good moral, to have a good ethics in front of people. We should deal with the people in the best way, in the best ethical way, and we should never leave ethics in any case. Therefore, when someone deals with the people with immorality, when someone deals with people unethically, there are some damages which Islam has taught us, and it has warned us that not to follow the path of immorality or be away from the unethical issues. The very first thing that it damages the immorality is that it basically disperses, it destroys the system of the family, the function of the family. It's been destroyed when a person deals with the people unethically, when someone talks to the people unethically, when they insult each other. The first thing that we face is that within the family, between the wife and the husband, between the brothers and the sister, between the father and the kids or the children, they will not have the respect of each other. Therefore, Islam is warning us to not to deal with the people with immorality. Why? Because there are the damages that we will have to face. The consequences, the minimum consequences is that you will lose your family. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of damages of immorality in the Islamic lifestyle. We mentioned that Islam gives importance to the ethical issues and it wants us to deal with everyone with the ethics. So the very first damage that we see is that the environment of the family, it gets a negative environment. So the people lose the family relatives, relations, or there will be a misconduct between the family members, whether they're the father or children or mother of the children, or maybe it's a husband and wife, or maybe it's between the brothers and sisters. Therefore, Islam stops us from being immoral, being unethical. And the family is the foundation of the society. Why we are talking about the family, why we are giving the importance to the family, why we are saying like the first damage is what you see is the environment of the family. It sees damage. Obviously, there is a harm for the family. It's because the basic function of the family is to make the society. So the society starts with the family. If the families are not secured, then we cannot secure the rest of the society. If I am not dealing with my family in a good manner, and if I show that I am a good person out there, when I'm outside with my friends, or maybe at the work with the boss or the colleagues, or maybe at the college when I'm studying or the school, it doesn't matter. If I am not good at home, the rest of things are in vain. There is no profit of being good when I'm outside. Therefore, it is necessary to be good at home. Why? Because when I'm good at home, then obviously I will have a secure place to live. I will have a pure family members, a pure family. And this pure family will help me to reach to the perfection, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.